Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Yesterday morning, I spoke about God's faithfulness to His promises. When God says He will do something, it happens. No excuses, no mistakes, it happens. Just a little more than a week ago, we celebrated the birth of Christ Jesus. God promised to Adam and Eve in the third chapter of Genesis the coming of a Savior, coming of a Redeemer. That was the first of many promises to mankind, that He would send a Redeemer. Between that first promise in Genesis and the time that Jesus was actually born, there were more clues given and more promises made, more prophecies made concerning the birth of Christ. It was about 4,000 years after that first promise to Adam and Eve that the promise was fulfilled in exact detail. Now, God is always on time. He is never late. Jesus was born in God's own good timing of the event. We tend to think of 4,000 years as a very long time. And in reality, to us today, that is a long time. But to God, who is eternal, that is actually a very short time. However, God does understand us and realizes that to us, that is a long time. I believe that it was partly for that reason that the birth of Jesus was such a special occasion. I think that it must have been really special and exciting and for sure a very joyous and happy occasion for the shepherds around Bethlehem that night as they were keeping their sheep on the Judean hills when suddenly the angel appears and shared with them the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ. The angel said to them, "I bring you good tidings of great joy." And then that angel was joined by a multitude of a heavenly host, and they were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I can't help but believe that the shepherds were very excited as they went to Bethlehem to find Jesus. After all, this was the fulfillment of the 4,000-year-old promise that all the Jews were looking for. They were told about this generation after generation after generation. Every generation was looking for the Redeemer. Perhaps He will be coming in our day, in our time, they were thinking. Well, here it was. It was fulfilled. They had every reason to be thrilled and excited at the news the angels brought to them. I find the message the angels brought to the shepherds very joyous too, because Jesus is my Savior as well, and the fact that He came as He did for my salvation is certainly cause for much joy and gladness. It's incredible that even though many of the Old Testament prophets prophesied about the coming of a Savior and Redeemer and included many details about Him, many of the religious leaders of the day totally missed it when He came. How could that be? God certainly was true to His promises in every detail. So, why did so many people not recognize Jesus Christ as their Messiah? Did they not know what the prophets said about His coming? Well, I'm not sure that I have all the answers to that question, but my point is this. The reality is that God did not fail one aspect of His promises, not one. Every detail was fulfilled exactly as it was promised. That's our God. You know, men sometimes fail. We don't always keep our promises, whether it be intentional or unintentional. But God never fails. Not even one time. It doesn't happen. I find a lot of consolation and security in that fact, don't you? It gives me such a sense of trust and confidence in God, knowing that He will never let me down or you in any area of life. God is always faithful to His word. You can bank on it. That is such a blessing. Well, we'll continue with more on this subject tomorrow. God bless your day. May you find the reality of the beauty of God's keeping His promises today in your life. God bless you.